the men, women, and children of South Sudan. Today marks the International Day of Peace. On this day each year, we are all meant to come together to celebrate and promote the values of peace across our communities. It is a day to live the universal rights agreed upon by all nations in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That includes the right to live free from fear of violence. I've had the pleasure to visit your country on many occasions. Whenever I visit, I am struck by the power of hope and desire for peace that I encounter across the South Sudanese people. These are important ideas that must result in actions, positive actions that bring communities together. I know that this is possible because I've experienced it myself by working directly with amazing young women and men from South Sudan through my foundation, the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative. We give young people the tools and skills they need to restore and further develop their communities. With that in mind, I was pleased to see that a peace agreement was signed recently to end long-standing trials in South Sudan. Although much remains to be done, important initial steps are being taken towards peace, reconciliation, and reconstruction. Because of the determination of your people, South Sudan's future will be a bright one. If its people continue on the path toward peace and prosperity, I have no doubt that South Sudan can accomplish incredible things. That is my wish for the people of South Sudan on this, the International Day of Peace.